chest pain is often an evidence of pleura involvement, but can be registered also in pulmonary diseases such as croupus pneumonia, pulmonary infarction, lung cancer, and tuberculosis, although in these cases, pain is also produced by involvement of visceral, especially interlobar pleura, rich with nociceptors. Pleural pain is usually observed on inhalation, especially a deep one, in dry pleuritis, in the very beginning of adhesive pleuritis, in pleural mesothelioma. The inflamed pleural layers are rubbing against each other, thus producing pain. That is why patients stick to practice shallow breathing and avoid coughing in order to protect themselves from the pain. Pleural cancer, mesothelioma, and pulmonary infarction brought in by pulmonary artery branches embolism both produce extremely severe pain resistant to narcotic analgesics. Involvement of phrenic pleura may spark abdominal pain, which can be mistakenly treated as a sign of appendicitis or cholecystitis. Croupus pneumonia of the inferior lobes results in such misdiagnosis quite regularly. Severe chest pain is characteristic also of pneumothorax. Herpes zoster may also be the reason of chest pain, even in prodromal stage, when a typical skin rush is still absent. Sometimes chest pain is produced by costal trauma, periostitis, intercostal neuralgia, myositis, myocardial infarction, some hematologic diseases like systemic myelomatosis, Addison-Biermer's anemia, leukemia. Chest pain may be heterotopic in origin, and some abdominal diseases like pancreatitis, cholecystitis, cholelithiasis. Fever is a common complaint in pulmonologic patients. Most frequently, pneumonia is of infectious origin causing fever. The most pronounced fever is characteristic of the heaviest croupus pneumonia. It may be accompanied by high temperature up to 39 to 40 degrees centigrade and by chills. In focal bronchopneumonia and in pleuritis, the temperature rises slightly and not so abruptly as in croupus lobar pneumonia. High temperature, fever, chills, and excessive sweating are typical of such lung diseases as abscess, purulent pleuritis, and gangrene. Purulent lung and pleural illnesses are accompanied by a remittent temperature curve with big swings between morning and evening temperatures. In tuberculosis, the temperature may be low, high, or subfebrile. High temperature along with excessive sweating characterizes severe disseminated forms of tuberculosis. Most of the TB patients have subfebrile temperatures below 37.5. If it is distinguished for its constant character, lasting for weeks and even months, evening fever of this kind requires profound examination for the exclusion of tuberculosis. The combination of such kind of fever like this with sweating and weight loss is observable also in hyperthyroidism, in which case differential investigations are required. General sickness and nonspecific dizziness are characteristic complaints of pulmonary patients. It may be observed both in acute and chronic pulmonary pathology. An acute pulmonary headache, poor appetite, constipation are not rare. Noticeable weakness is typical in pulmonary tumors and choropulmonale. Evening weakness and exhaustion after a working day may present in tuberculosis of the lungs.